ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال علي عليه السلام وفي القرآن نبأ ما قبلكم وخبر ما بعدكم وحكم ما بينكم.
Imam Ali said, "The Quran contains news about the past, foretellings about the future, and commandments for the present." Dear friends, it's great to have you with us on the program. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are a very great many lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. We find that there is an interesting story following the martyrdom of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. After his shahadat in the masjid of Kufa, we find that a person by the name of Dirar ibn Damara headed towards Syria to have a meeting with Muawiyah, who was the governor of Syria at that time. And so Muawiyah knew that this man Dirar was a devotee of Imam Ali. And so when Dirar reached the court of Muawiyah, Muawiyah asked him, "Describe for me Ali." Dirar said, "Accept my excuse, for my tongue cannot possibly describe a man such as Ali." And so Muawiyah responded, "Your excuse is not accepted. You have to describe Ali for me." And so Dirar said, "Now that you refuse to accept my excuse, then listen carefully." Although he was very intimate and friendly, Ali was so awesome that we would never dare to say anything which was in vain. Ali was so dignified that we would never open our eyes and look directly upon his face. Ali honored people of religion, and he pleased the poor by helping them. No man of authority dared to misuse his power in the presence of Ali so as to get approval for any unjust act done by them. And no common man was made disappointed by Ali's justice, thinking that since he had no power, he would be deprived of Ali's justice. Very beautiful lessons here, dear friends, talking about the grandeur of an individual such as Ali, but still he was very approachable. A person so dignified that it would be difficult to look into his eyes. A person who honored the people who followed religion. A person who helped the poor and supported them. A person whose authority was such that others who had authority did not have the audacity to commit unjust acts. Truly, what a beautiful human being, Imam Ali, who has given us so many profound lessons for our lives and for the lives of this world, given to us as gifts by the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Allah سبحانه وتعالى in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says إن الله اصطفى Verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham and then Imran Alal Alameen, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Another narration says, فَإِنِّي أَمَرْتُ بِصَدِّ هَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابِ غَيْرَ بَابِ عَلِيٍ I have commanded you to close these doors except the door of Ali. فَقَالَ فِيهِ قَائِلُكُمْ Then some among you said things about it. فَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَا سَدَدْتُ شَيْئًا وَلَا فَتَحْتُهُ By Allah, I have not closed anything, nor have I opened anything. وَلَكِنْ أُمِرْتُ بِشَيْءٍ فَاتَّبَعْتُهُ I was commanded to do that, and I just did it. So don't blame me. It is the will of God. God wants to show the difference between the common Muslims and the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah, Ali and Fatima, and Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allama Amini, a prominent scholar who died in early 70s, in this third volume of his book, Al-Ghadir actually has gathered many, many narrations on this issue. Even from the second Khalifa Umar ibn Khattab and his son Abdullah ibn Umar, where both of them, once they were asked about Ali, they said, there are three things that Ali was given, honored with, and we wish we would have at least one of them. And both father and son at different times to different audiences say, number one, the Prophet gave his daughter to Ali, and his descendants came from that line. Number two, in the battle of Khandaq, when it came to Khaybar, in the battle of Khaybar, when it came to the issue of who will be the flag bearer of the Muslim army and the commander of it, you know, the Prophet gave that standard and flag to Ali bin Abi Talib. And the third, he says, the third honor that the Prophet gave to Ali was that he actually asked all the doors opening inside the mosque to be closed, including that of Umar ibn Khattab. He had a house there also. He says, but the Prophet allowed the house of Ali, the door of Ali, to be left open. And so this is something which is part of history, and we have to know about it. That even on a physical level, the rules change. A person in the state of the impurity known as Janabat is not allowed to enter Masjid al-Nabi. But when it comes to Ahlul Bayt, who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ruling doesn't apply to them.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.